Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 14th. Astronomers love star clusters. All the stars in a cluster were born at the same time from the same cloud of gas and dust. So any differences in the stars are the result of their evolution, which is a result of their mass. That makes it easier to learn what's going on inside the stars. One problem, though, is identifying which stars belong to a cluster. It takes detailed measurements of motion and brightness to separate members of the cluster from stars that just happen to line up in the same direction. An example is the Coma star cluster in Coma Berenices. The constellation is in the east at nightfall. Under dark skies, the cluster is a good target for binoculars. The cluster is about 280 light-years away, but it spans dozens of light-years, so its stars are spread out. That makes it harder to pick out its members, and it takes big telescopes to pick out its fainter stars. So despite decades of study, astronomers are still locking down the census of stars in the Coma cluster. A study about a decade ago confirmed 8 small faint members, the first of their kind known to belong to the cluster. And another study found that about a quarter of the stars in the cluster are binary or multi-star systems. These discoveries bring the total number of stars in the Coma cluster to several dozen, with a few dozen more possibilities, members of a widespread stellar family. More about Coma Berenices tomorrow. We have more skywatching tips in Stardate magazine, details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.